Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Vix sound-alikes in records from France and Germany recorded during the 1920s. For the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to the Charleston Chasers. This is the British modern band, not the Charleston Chasers of the 1920s. But before I do any of that, I want to play a side by George Olson and his orchestra. This is You'll Never Get to Heaven with Those Eyes, recorded on June 26, 1924 by George Olson and his orchestra. And the members of the band are George Olson directing and playing drums, Red Nichols on trumpet, Floyd Rice, George Hankel, Buck Yoder, Dave Fenwick playing reeds, Chuck Campbell on trombone, Eddie Kilfeather on piano, Billy Priest on banjo, and Jack Hansen on brass bass. I want you to listen very carefully at Red Nichols' second solo at about 2 minutes into the record. So let's then listen to Red Nichols playing with George Olson and his orchestra in Thank you. What did you think of that? Isn't that a copy of Bix's Solo in Jazz Me Blues, recorded on February 18, 1924, by the Wolverine Orchestra? This is about 4 months, a little over 4 months, before the Olsen record. Certainly is. And let me read to you what Sodholder and Evans say about this. Red Nichols, on his way out to Walled Lake, Michigan, to join Dick Bowen and his Blue Streak Orchestra of New York, heard somewhere in eastern Indiana that the Wolverines were playing nearby, and went bumping down a series of rutted dirt roads to catch them and sit in. It was the first time he had heard Bix in person. The encounter shaped the rest of his long musical career. Nichols had come to hear of the Wolverine Orchestra and of its 21-year-old cornetist in an entertainingly roundabout fashion. On June 26, he had recorded a pop tune, You'll Never Get to Heaven with Those Eyes, for Victor with George Olsen's orchestra. Arranger Eddie Kilfeather had given Red a full chorus solo, a note-for-note transcription of Bix's Jazz Me Blues solo on the Wolverine's Jeanette. So that's how it turns out that before Red Nichols had even met Bix Beiderbecke, he was already playing one of Bix's solos, almost note for note, without knowing it. I would like to start with a couple of recordings by Ray Ventura. That's the way it's pronounced in French. Here, I guess we would say Ventura. Anyway, Ray Ventura was born in Paris on April 16, 1908, and died in Spain on March 30, 1979. I am reading from the New Grove Dictionary of Jazz, and it says, from 1924 he played piano in an amateur band that became known as the Collegiate Five in 1925 and recorded for Columbia as the Collegians from late 1928. In January 1929 he became the leader of the group, which 2 years later became a professional show band, a versatile type of dance orchestra, the instrumentation of which was modeled on that of a big band. He made several recordings, including St. Louis Blues, St. James Infirmary. Ventura remained popular in France until 1939. Among those who performed with him as sidemen were Philippe Brun, Alix Combel, and Guy Paquinet. He then led big bands in South America from 1942 to 1944, and again in France from 1944 to 1949. As a matter of fact, I saw him in South America. I saw the orchestra in South America somewhere there, 1943, maybe it was 1944. It was really a fun show that they put on. At that point, they weren't playing jazz or dance band, hot dance band music, but still a fun group. The two songs that I want to play are Making Whoopee and If I Had You. They were recorded in Paris on March 19, 1929, exactly 2 years before I was born. The composition of the band has Gaston Laperroni, Ray Binder, and Philippe Montaigu on trumpets, Robert Degaille on trombone, Danny Polo on clarinet, Edward Foy, Jonas Lenian, and René Barry on reeds. Ray Ventura himself is on piano, Henri Ged is on guitar, and Coco Aslanian does the drums and the vocal. So let's listen to Ray Ventura in 1929, recorded in Paris. Thank you.
another June, another sunny moon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shit, a lot of grind, the groom is nervous, the answer's fine. The beasts are willing to make whoopee. Picture the meadow of life, down where the roses swing. Picture the same sweet love now, take what the years can bring. And baby cold, he's so ambitious, he even so not all forget folks, that's what you get for making whoopee.
Not only the trumpet, but the whole orchestra and all the solos have that Vixian influence there everywhere. All right, now I would like to turn to Ben Berlin and play a couple of sides recorded in Germany. According to the New Groves Encyclopedia of Jazz, Ben Berlin was born Hermann Bick, B-I-C-K, in Estonia around 1900. He toured Europe in the early 1920s as a concert pianist and conductor, then settled in Berlin as a music director of the Vox Company. And between 1928 and 1930, he recorded several titles as a novelist, as a novelty pianist, and as a leader of his own studio dance bands. He had hot soloists in his band, such as Danny Polo, Billy Barton, Louis De Vries, and René Weiss. Berlin left Germany after the Nazis came to power in 1933, toured in Europe, and then immigrated to the United States, where he worked in Hollywood in the film industry. I'm afraid I don't have discographical information about the recordings that I'm going to play. They were provided kindly by Mr. Kaharville. He also made available to me the previous two recordings from Ray Ventura. The two sides that I want to play are recorded in June and in July of 1929. First, You're the Cream of My Coffee, and then Breakaway. According to Mr. Kaharville, the possibility for the trumpet player here is Philippe Brun. So let's listen to Ben Berlin und sein Orchester in 1929. Thank you.
on your toes. Don't forget the dotty R. Look what you wrote, goodness knows, it's easy as pie. Come on and take away, get hot and shake away.
Again, it is not just the trumpet that's mixing, it's the whole orchestra. There are echoes of Tram, and there is the feeling of Bix in there. Okay, now I would like to turn to another band from France. This is Gregor and his Gregorians. I'm afraid I have even less discographical information and even biographical information here. I'll just play two sides. These were recorded in Paris in May of 1929, and I'm going to play first Doing the Raccoon, and then L'amour, ça n'a l'air de rien, which means love looks like nothing. So here is Gregor and his Gregorians from Paris in 1929.
Thank you.
I love the dynamicism and the syncopation that these guys bring to the songs that they play. Okay. Now, to finish this segment, I would like to turn to Lud Gluskin. Again, I read from the New Groves Dictionary of Jazz. He was born Ludwig Grasnik in Russia around 1898. He was a band leader and a drummer. He played in dance bands in France in the mid-1920s. In 1927, he assumed leadership of the Playboys, a jazz band from Detroit that was stranded in Paris, for which he secured engagements in Venice and in Paris. This group formed the nucleus of Gluskin's own orchestra, which toured Europe between 1928 and 1933 and made more than 700 recordings in Paris and in Berlin. The band played in the Chicago style and included such soloists as Arthur Briggs, Emil Christian, Leo Beauchamp, and Danny Polo. Gluskin then returned to the USA, organized a Sweet Society band, and performed frequently on radio. He was appointed the director of music at CBS in Hollywood in 1937. Okay, I'm going to play two tunes. First, Clarinet Marmalade, recorded on June 18, 1929, and then Crazy Rhythm, recorded on January 23, 1929. Both of these recorded in Berlin, and the composition of the band is Eddie Ritten and Faustin Jean-Jean on trumpet, Emil Christian on trombone, Jean Prendergast on clarinet or alto sax, Maurice Cicerone, Georges Charon, Spencer Clark, and Sergei Glickson on reeds, Fred Zierer on violin, Paul Fried on piano, Howard Kennedy on banjo, Arthur Pavon on brass bass, and Bart Curtis on drums. So here is Lud Gluskin in Berlin in 1929. Thank you. The last two sides were through the courtesy and generosity of Frank, and I thank him very much. The thing that is pretty remarkable is how these European musicians, with a few American musicians, were able to absorb, assimilate, and then reproduce the sound of the hot dance bands from the 1920s, echoes of Bix, echoes of Tram, Miff Mall, Jimmy Dorsey. Really nice stuff. All right, now I would like to turn to the modern musicians, and for that I would like to play one cut from Stomp Off CD number 1287 by the Charleston Chasers. The title of the CD is Pleasure Med, and the side that I want to play is I Found a Roundabout Way to Heaven. And the musicians in this band are Ian Hathersley on trumpet or cornet, Sean Bolan also on trumpet and cornet, and then Claire Murphy, Nick Payton, Zoltan Zaghi, who play clarinet, alto sax, C melody sax, tenor sax, and baritone sax, all of them, and some of them do also vocals. There is also Bob Hunt on trombone, Raina Reed on piano and vocals, Tom Langham on banjo, guitar, and vocals, Malcolm Stead on sousaphone, and finally Debbie Arthurs on drums and percussion. So let's listen to the Charleston Chasers from England in 1995. Brits are very good, aren't they? They are very dynamic and bring back the sound from the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.